Welcome back. It's a 2 for Thursday. I know that makes absolutely zero sense. It's usually a 2 for Tuesday, right? Those of you who remember the DJs, maybe they still do it. It's a 2 for Tuesday. Well, it's Thursday, February 11th, and it's my show, so I'm going to do 2 shows today. Is that okay with you, champion? Hey, it's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast, welcoming you back to another great show. Just had a lot of fun, man, talking about rejection and redirection. It really is true. On the previous podcast, if you hadn't heard it yet, listen to it, and more than one time, wherever you are, at the gym, in the car, whatever, because it really is true. You don't boo-hoo about what's going on. I didn't get the part. I didn't get the... You know what? You got redirected, man. You've got redirected. It's like the old AOL. You've got mail. You've got redirected. So get after it, man, and embrace what's coming next. Now we're going to talk about repetition is the mother of all learning. You want to change your life? I mean, do you really want to change your life? Say yes. Say yes, Sam. It's okay to say yes. Whether you're in the cubicle right now or sitting in church, just yell, yeah. If you're in church, yell, amen. That way they don't even know you're listening to this show, you know, but you're giving it an amen. That's actually the first part. Just saying yes. Start working with your subconscious mind and start playing the role of the individual who you want to become. When you want to transform, let's say you're currently in a job and you want to transform into a powerful businesswoman, a powerful businessman, an owner of a brand that's going to be a multi-million dollar juggernaut. You're going to change lives. You're going to donate. You're going to feed children. You're going to get clean water into third world countries. All the things that you want to do. You're going to retire early. You're going to have massive passive income. Whether you show up for work or not, money still flows into your bank account. You know what you need to do? You need to dedicate time every single day to build that new image in your mind. Read, write, listen, visualize. Listen to this show, for example, and other shows that really depict the life that you want to lead. And you don't got to do it for hours. I'm talking 30 minutes a day. You know, maybe 15 in the morning and 15 in the afternoon. But you got to flip the script, literally flip the script on your life. You want massive transformation? You need to be the actor in that role of the person you want to become. If you're currently scatterbrained, unorganized, procrastination has the best of you, you need to start becoming the individual, living the life of the individual that you're ultimately stepping in the role of. You're organized. Bills don't sit around in piles on your desk. Your car is not dirty and there's not coffee cups everywhere. All right. Your clothes are ready and laid out the night before. You have an agenda. One of my buddies used to teach the concept 10 before 10. What are the 10 things you're going to do tomorrow morning before 10 a.m. and stick to the script? Don't variate. Now, we're talking about a massive, massive paradigm shift. I mean, you've been programmed all of these years. For example, maybe you're overweight and you're thinking about getting down to your ideal size. And just the thought of getting to the gym is something that's going to take you right out of the game. Well, it can't be that, okay? Because that's your subconscious mind fighting so hard against you that you need to just stop. Say, hey, it's it. I'm doing the spinach smoothie. I'm drinking the gallon of water. I'm going to the gym because that's who I am. I'm an Olympic-type athlete, okay? Now, whether you look like that, it doesn't matter. You're training your mind to step into the role of that individual. I don't know anything about internet marketing, Sam. I'm not that tech savvy. Yes, you are. You run a multi-million dollar business. You manage processes. You manage people. You manage results. That's the individual who you are stepping into. When do you think you actually become this individual? When the money comes in? No. When the product gets built? Hell no. You become that individual the minute you tell yourself, I am that person. For myself, it happened in a dramatic fashion. It was the early part of 2002, and I didn't own one shred of real estate, for example, at the time, and I was the consummate employee. I mean, I was just a drone, just going to work every single day. Didn't even know why I was going. All I knew was I had to get my bills paid. I got a steady paycheck, and that was it. But if I wanted to become an entrepreneur, my language needed to change. I mean, when you learn a foreign language, is it easy? For example, have you ever got one of these Rosetta Stones audios and you tried to learn Spanish or French or German or even English if it's not your native tongue? It's difficult, isn't it? Because it's all foreign to you. You know, if you go to a foreign country, Do you know, for example, I remember I flew to Ireland with my sister in 1995 on a one-week golf trip, and we landed at in Dublin, and it was an overnight flight. I'd never been to Europe before in my life. So we left JFK outside of New York City, that airport. We left at like 7 o'clock at night. We got to Ireland at sunrise the next day. It was like 7 in the morning. And I hadn't really slept well on a flight because I wasn't a very good flyer at that time. And it was 6-7 hours on an airplane. I'm like, okay, we're over the ocean, huh? Well, where's the landing strip on the ocean? Just fear working. It's just fear. And again, repetition. You fly 100 times, the fear goes away. So we land in Ireland, and I'm all groggy and tired. We rent a car. We rented an Opel, a little car, because, you know, Ireland has a lot of those cliffs and countrysides and narrow roads. And, you know, they rent a lot of Opels because they're a very small car. You can navigate those things. We were starting over on the eastern part of Ireland. We're going to make our way to the western part. Over, I was going to fly out of Shannon Airport after I played Ballybunion golf course over there. And so anyway, long story short, we get the rental car. And we're leaving the airport, and immediately, well, I almost got myself and my sister killed, and we had been in Ireland all of about 10 minutes after we got through customs. Why? Because we're riding on the other side of the road, man. We're driving in the left lane. Let me just paint the picture for you, okay? Here in the U.S., we drive on the right side of the road. In Europe and other countries, they drive on the left side of the road. That right there freaked me out. My pattern, my conscience was just telling me, my subconscious, repetition, just, you know, all these years driving on the right side of the road. Well, everyone's beeping at me like, oh, my sister's like, get out of the way. I'm like, oh my God, I'm not even awake. What the hell is going on? She goes, you've got to drive on the other side of the road. I'm like, okay. Didn't know that. I mean, I know, sounds stupid. Didn't know it. I was 26 years old or so. Had never been on the other side of the pond. And then I'm sitting in the passenger seat with a steering wheel. Completely foreign to me. I mean, again, here in the U.S., the steering wheel's on the other side. So, and it's a stick shift. So let me just paint this picture for you. Driving on the other side of the road, sitting in the passenger seat, shifting with my left hand, working the clutch and the gas. Yeah, it was a 5-speed Opel. Okay, I mean, the fact that I didn't get us killed is a testament enough that there really is a God, a very forgiving God. Because I, by any definition, should have been toast. And so once I got the hang of it, though, by like the third day, man, I was, you know, Johnny Opel driver. I mean, it was awesome. Shifting up and down and downshifting. And we had to go up these hills. No big deal. Riding the clutch, driving on the other side of the road, actually waving with people. Had my right arm out the window. I mean, I was a native of Ireland after my third or fourth day there. Why? Repetition. That's all it was. Driving every single day to these different golf courses and the restaurants and the hotels that we had to go to every single night, it became second nature. And that's what you need to do when you want to go through massive transition. Each day you're going to allocate a portion of your time, you know, to do certain things. If you want to improve the quality of your life, start allocating a portion of each day to changing whatever that paradigm is. For me, when I was driving that Opel, I mean, I had to. I didn't have a choice. We were never going to get to where we needed to go if I didn't learn how to drive a stick shift with my left hand sitting on the right side of the car, driving on the left side of the road. I mean, it was all so crazy. And when I speak to audiences, I have them take their wristwatch off their wrist, whatever wrist they wear it on. Most people wear it on their left, and put it on their right wrist. And everyone's like, I can't even get the clasp together. I can't. The watch doesn't fit. Of course it fits on your wrist. It's a wrist watch. Your right wrist isn't any bigger or smaller than your left wrist. It's just that you've been wearing it on the other one for so long, it feels foreign. But you know what? Keep it on for a week. You won't even know it's there. 2 weeks, forget about it, man. You won't even want to change it again. But we resist change so much, and we don't realize, and this kind of piggybacks on the previous episode, we don't realize all the greatness that's waiting for us when we're willing to change. I experienced Ireland in 1995. It was the greatest trip I've ever been on in my life. Golfing and, I mean, all the beauty. I mean, the green, lavish. It was end of July and August. It just, the countryside and sheep crossing right in front of you. And it's wild, man. A completely different culture that I would have never been able to embrace had I not first learned how to drive that damn car. And a lot of other things. Tasted Guinness for the first time. Oh, my God. Never had Guinness before. I thought, I'm not a dark beer person. I hate dark. I'm not even a big drinker, but mother's milk, man. Mother's milk. It was amazing. Guinness tastes different in a pub in Ireland than it does in a can in Cincinnati. Let me tell you that much. Not even close. All of that experience was a result of immediately shifting my paradigm on a dot, embracing it, and learning. So whether it's a foreign language or whether it's a brand new internet marketing business or whether it's your brand new body that you're going after, break the paradigm, okay? And understand what it is, the question that you got to be aware of. Are you really trying? Are you trying to change or are you resisting it? Because when you go with it, man, and you go with that change and you really want to be that person, that actor with the new script, the new life, boom, it changes. I'm telling you, man, boom, just like that. It's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.